Hello, good evening.
Good evening.
Oh, yes, ma'am. My name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It's so important to us. Hello, ma'am?
Yes.
It'll be brief. Mm-hmm. Great, ma'am. By any chance, are you Carlene Benz?
Mm-hmm.
Great, ma'am. And moving on, we would like to know as well, ma'am, just to make sure we're representing everybody, may I know your race?
I am black.
Great, ma'am. And for statistical purposes, may I know your age?
60.
Okay. And moving on, my other question to you would be, ma'am, is even though it's a long way off, what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Would you say definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50?
Yeah. No, I'm going to vote. I'm going to vote.
All right. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, would you say you're very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
I'm satisfied.
Okay. And thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following issues do you most want Congress to focus on, ma'am? For example, we have reducing crime, reducing gun violence, fighting inflation.
Gun violence.
Any mm-hmm. other one? We also have investing in maternal health, increasing border security, protecting LGBTQ rights, improving case.
Increasing border security.
Okay, ma'am. Moving on quickly. And in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
It's better.
Okay. And now, well, here are some reasons others have given for why they say crime is rising. Just tell me which you think is the biggest reason. Would you say it's because it's not enough police officers on the street, or reduce funding for public services to help people in need, or a toxic culture like music, TV, video games, or too many young people not being properly parented and raised, or inflation and the rising cost of living making it harder for people?
Rising cost of living.
Okay. Any other one, ma'am? We also have a lack of good paying jobs and opportunities for people, a broken bail and parole system, which lets criminals back on the streets.
Yeah, criminal back on the street.
Oh, no problem, ma'am. Moving on quickly. Well, how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? Have you heard a lot, a little, or nothing
at
all?
Yeah, a lot of it.
Okay. And do you support or oppose the efforts to remove or ban books from public schools, ma'am? Would you support or oppose that?
I oppose it.
Would you say somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Strongly opposed.
Okay. And moving on, ma'am. Well, I want to rate your feelings for some people and organizations using a scale of a 0 to 100. 100 means very favorable. 0 means very unfavorable. If you don't know the person or organization, you can tell me as well. For example, Black Lives Matter, ma'am, from a 0 to 100. How much would you rate them?
You mean, so 100 is good, you said, right?
Uh-huh. 100 means it's very favorable. 0 means it's very unfavorable.
Unfavorable, 0.
A 0. All right, what about Kamala Harris from a 0 to 100?
Look at that rate right now. I would say 50.
50. What about Joe Biden from a 0 to 100?
100.
The feminist movement from 0 to 100?
That would be like maybe 20%, 20.
Yes, remember 100 means very favorable, 0 means very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. Mm-hmm.
From a 0 to 100, how much would you give that?
I give that 30.
30. Okay, 30. What about What about Ron DeSantis from a 0 to 100?
0.
Okay. And the NAACP from a 0 to 100?
0.
Okay. Beyonce from a 0 to 100?
0.
Okay. Hey, Hakeem Jeffries.
What comes to come in? Yeah, I don't know. What comes to use in that? Anyway.
That's okay.
All right.
Hakeem Jeffries, ma'am, from a 0 to 100?
0.
Okay. Moving on quickly, ma'am. Thank you so much for your responses. I know it's a ways off, but thinking about the 2024 presidential election, if that election were held today, your candidates were Cornel West, the third party, Joe Biden, Democrat, Donald Trump, Republican. For whom would you vote?
Joe Biden.
Okay. And switching things up a bit, ma'am, I just want to rate how much each of the following would impact you personally. Again, a scale of 0 to 10. 10 means a major impact on your life. 0 means no impact whatsoever on your life. So, for example, the first one says, the country's economy is going into a recession soon. From a 0 to a 10, how much impact does that have on your life?
Zero.
Okay. And climate change, from a 0 to a 10, how much impact does that have in your life?
A 0.
Okay. Crime and violence in this country, how much of an impact would that have on your life?
100%.
0 to 10? Would that be a 10 or 0, ma'am?
10.
Okay. Affirmative action ending, from a 0 to a 10, how much impact would that have on your life?
A 10.
A 10. Okay, moving on quickly, ma'am. Well, I'm going to read to you some series of policy statements that some say the government should implement. I just want you to tell me if you agree or disagree. The first one says, the government should pass a law requiring employers to provide workers with paid family and medical leave to take care of themselves or family members with a serious health condition. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
Would you say strongly or somewhat?
Strongly agree.
Okay. And the government should provide a universal basic income of $1,000 a month for all adult citizens. Would you agree or disagree with that?
I kind of disagree, but...
No problem. Would you say somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
The government should provide free child care to all families. Would you agree or disagree with that?
I agree with that.
Strongly or somewhat, ma'am?
Somewhat.
Okay, and the government should pass legislation to protect abortion rights so that abortion is legal nationwide. Would you agree or disagree with that?
I disagree with that.
Somewhat or strongly?
I strongly disagree.
All right, and athletes should compete in sports based on the gender they were assigned at birth rather than how they self-identify. Would you agree or disagree with that?
I agree with that.
Agree with it? Strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Okay. And drug addicts and nonviolent offenders with mental illnesses should be sent to a treatment facility instead of prison. Do you agree or disagree with that?
I agree with that.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly agree.
And children under 18 should not be allowed to choose which bathroom or locker room they use at school. They should use the room of the gender they were assigned at birth. Do you agree or disagree with that?
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly agree.
And moving on quickly, ma'am, thank you for your responses so far. In which of any of the following situations should employers be required by law to give their workers paid time off? Would you say death of a family member?
Yeah, there's a family member.
All right.
That's one.
I have one as well. Mothers adopting a child. Mothers giving birth to a child.
Giving birth to a child, for sure.
Oh, okay. What about when dealing with a mental health episode? Sickness. I also have sickness or a serious injury.
Caring for mother, because I go through that again for mother, yeah.
Oh, okay. Caring for a family member with serious health condition. Fathers adopting a child. Okay, fathers adopting. And fathers whose spouse or partner is giving birth to a child, do you consider that?
Yes.
To be paid time off. No problem, ma'am. All right.
Yeah,
and how?
I do it for that because where I work, I usually get all that.
Okay, ma'am. Good. How often would you say you experience sexism in your everyday life? Would you say very often? Often?
I didn't hear that question. What did you say that question was again?
How often would you say you experience sexism in your everyday life? Would you say very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Not at all.
Okay. And moving on then, thank you so far for your responses. How many of the following things happened to you or a member of your household in the last 12 months? for example, violent crimes such as assault. Has that happened to you or anyone in your household?
One of my niece.
Okay, would that be someone in your household?
No, it's one of my nieces. No, not my household.
Oh, okay. What about car?
I'm a family member.
I understand.
Mm-hmm.
What about car was stolen or broken to? That apply to you or anybody in your household?
No.
All right. Home was vandalized or broken into. Does that apply to you or anybody in your household?
No. Uh-uh.
Okay, ma'am. And money or property was stolen. Does that apply to you or anybody in your household?
No.
No? Okay, ma'am. Moving on quickly. Well, these are the last questions. What is the highest level of education you have completed?
A master's degree.
Great, ma'am. All right. Thank you so far for your responses. And would you say you're married or married with a partner, single, separated, or widowed?
I'm married.
Okay. And do you have children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay. And how would you describe the area where you live in, ma'am? Would you say it's urban, suburban, or rural?
It's a good era, so what would I say?
Okay. How often would you say you attend church or religious services? Would you say twice a week, every week, once or twice
every
a month?
Week.
Okay. And I'm just going to greet you to a list of news outlets or stations. Just tell me how often you regularly watch or read them in the span of a week. For example, your local TV news, do you watch that very often, somewhat often?
Yeah.
Not
very often.
What about
MSNBC? Yeah.
Do you watch it very often,
yeah.
Somewhat often?
Yeah. Very often, yeah.
What about Fox News, ma'am? Do you watch it very often, somewhat often, not that often?
No. Sometimes, but not very often.
Would you be that not that often or seldom to never
not
or
that,
somewhat often?
Not that often.
What about CNN, ma'am? Would you say you watch it very often?
Very often.
Oh, okay, ma'am. And network news such as NBC, ABC, or CBC, do you see that very often, somewhat often, not
yeah.
that often?
Very often.
Okay. All right, ma'am, moving on quickly. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or independent?
A Democrat.
Okay, ma'am, would you say a strong Democrat or not so strong?
A strong Democrat.
All right, ma'am. And which of the following best describes your current health insurance coverage? Would you say Medicare, Medicaid, health insurance provided by you or your spouse's employer, health insurance you bought and paid for yourself, or no health insurance?
Yeah, I have health insurance.
Oh, okay, ma'am. And who is the primary breadwinner in your household? Would you say you and your spouse, your parents?
Both of us, my husband and I.
Okay. And which would you, tell me into which of the following categories your yearly income of your household falls? Would you say under 15,000, 15 to 30,000, 30 to 50, 50 to 75, 75 to 100, 100 to 150, 150
100,
to
100 to 150.
Okay, ma'am. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community?
No.
Okay. Well, that concludes the survey, ma'am. Thank you so much for your responses. Your answers were so helpful to me, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am. Have a nice day. Thank you for your responses.
You too. Yeah, bye-bye.